Here is everything you need to know about Lake and Sky 1111. If you're coming from my previous video, hi, I'm Sierra, aka The Perfume Geek, and on here I share my thoughts on fragrances and try to describe them in a way that's digestible. I also love chatting in the comments, so if you need some guidance on finding a fragrance, I can try my best to help you out there. Today I want to talk about Lake and Sky 1111, which is by far one of my favorite fragrances. I mean, just look at this dent. Well, actually, I don't think I can even call it a dent. It's practically empty, which is saying a lot because I have a little under 70 fragrances, so finishing a bottle doesn't happen frequently for me. So jumping right in, the top notes are ozonic notes, which basically smells like fresh air and morning dew. The middle note is amber wood, and the base note is white musk, which is often described as a your skin but better scent. So what does 1111 actually smell like? To me, this is a fresh, crisp, yet airy and ethereal fragrance. It's definitely in that clean linen perfume category, but there's just something about it that stands out from other fresh and clean fragrances. I can smell this on clothes well after 8 hours, so the longevity is there. I am going to have to buy the 100ml because of how fast I ran out of the 50ml. The EDP retails for $98. So comparing it to the perfume oil, I would say the scent is very similar. I think the perfume oil might have a touch more of that amber wood peeking through. And since it is a perfume oil, it's not going to project like the EDP because of the lack of alcohol in it. Side note, this would be an amazing fragrance to wear to the office because it is very inoffensive and it very much fits that clean girl aesthetic. Since this is such an inoffensive fragrance, I would say that this is a big crowd pleaser. This perfume oil retails for $48. Now, the 1111 scent in the body oil isn't as intense as the perfume oil. I do like that the body oil has a thinner consistency, making it hydrating without feeling too dense or greasy. And it's probably my favorite body oil to wear under perfume since it's not overly fragrant. The body oil also retails for $48. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the entire 1111 line. I think out of the entire line though, the EDP is actually my favorite. I like how it projects and how I can still smell it at the end of the day, so I will without a doubt be purchasing the bigger bottle. If you wear this fragrance, someone's gonna think you smell good. Even if they don't tell you to your face, they might just walk past you and think, ooh, they smell good. I would absolutely love if they came out with a deodorant or a body wash in this scent, or if they came out with a linen spray in this scent, or even a laundry detergent. I just want to smell like this from head to toe. I think 1111 is highly talked about, and to me, I agree with all of the hype. It's just one of those scents where you smell it walking past someone, and it makes you question if they're wearing a perfume or if their clothes just smell that good. I do think this is perfectly unisex. I am so thankful that they sent this over to me because now I will forever have this in my collection. It's in my top 5. If you like these in-depth videos, I would love for you to follow me if you haven't already. If you've gotten this far, thank you so much for watching. And just a little hint for my next video, it's going to be a new vanilla fragrance that I have added to my collection. So stay tuned and stay positive.